Hello, welcome to the English program. We are broadcasting live and we are back. We've just done a Jane Austen podcast, or like I keep calling, you know, Pilar, there's a problem here because we're broadcasting live and I keep calling it a podcast. People are going to be thinking, they don't do these things live, you know. Disgraceful. It's true. It's all live, yes. But I keep calling it a podcast because I have to convert the audio to a podcast, an audio boo podcast. So it's all terribly technical and problematic. Anyway, this is The Dancing Men, the Sherlock Holmes, of course, and we are doing this live on via, I should say, Ustream. And in addition to that, we, as I say, will be turning it into an audio boo, so we have to stop after 5 minutes. But we're going to continue now, The Adventure of the Dancing Men. This has had a bit of a strange history, this particular story, because we were broadcasting on live stream, on Ustream, on the audio boo. It's been, quite frankly, all over the place. We've been sort of experimenting with different formats and platforms and things, and I think now we're finally happy with Ustream because we can up thingy, whatever, to I don't know what the technical thing is, to YouTube, you see. So here we go. Dancing Man, March the 1st, 2011. Happy St. David's Day, etc. We have let this affair go far enough. Is there a train to North Walsham tonight? Is it Walsham or Walsham? I think it's Walsham, I think. I turned up the timetable. The last had just gone. Then we shall breakfast early and take the very first in the morning, said Holmes. Our presence is most urgently needed. Ah, here is our expected cablegram. One moment, Mrs. Hudson, there may be an answer. No, that is quite as expected. This message makes it even more essential than that we should not... I do beg your pardon. It's been a long day. I've forgotten how to read properly. That we should not lose an hour in letting Hilton Cubitt know how matters stand. For it is a singular and a dangerous web in which our simple Norfolk squire is entangled. So, indeed, it proved, and as I come to the dark conclusion of a story which had seemed to me to be only childish and bizarre, I experienced once again the dismay and horror with which I was filled. With that, I had some brighter ending to communicate to my readers, but these are the chronicles of fact, and I must follow to the dark crisis, the strange chain of events which for some days made Ridingthorpe Manor a household word through the length and breadth of England. We had hardly alighted at North Walsham and mentioned the name of our destination when the station master hurried towards us. "I suppose that you are the detectives from London," said he. A look of annoyance passed over Holmes's face. "What makes you think such a thing?" "Because Inspector Martin from Norwich has just passed through. But maybe you are the surgeons. She's not dead, or wasn't by last account. You may be in time to save her yet, though it be for the gallows." Holmes's brow was dark with anxiety. "We are going to Ridingthorpe Manor," said he, "but we have heard nothing of what has passed there." "It's a terrible business," said the station master. "They are shot, both Mr. Hilton Cubitt and his wife. She shot him and then herself. So the servants say. He's dead, and her life is despaired of. Dear, dear, one of the oldest families in the county of Norfolk, and one of the most honoured." And we take a break there from Sherlock Holmes and the Dancing Men. This is the English programme broadcasting live on Ustream. Thanks for listening.